You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing. And you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salin Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me anytime you would like. It's Bruce at BruceSalin.com. That's Bruce and Salin, S-A-L-L-A-N. That's S like in Sinatra. That was Nancy Sinatra we just heard. Our next segment is Teen Rap with Pastor Drew Sams. Pastor Drew Sams has been the high school pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village, California for the last 5 years, and he's also pursuing doctoral work through George Fox Seminary in Portland, Oregon. Pastor Drew and his wife Erica live in Westlake Village, California. Welcome back to the show, Pastor Drew.
Bruce, always a pleasure. Thanks for having me on again.
It is my pleasure indeed, and I think this topic has to resonate with you since you are the youth pastor at a substantially sized congregation and must deal with hundreds of kids and must face any number of times where they are inappropriately pulling out their phones.
Boy, it's so apparent. Even all the reactions you got on your blog, I think more comments came up on this topic than I've ever seen. I think that really reflects our culture and what I've experienced, especially with the high school students here at Calvary Community Church. And you'd be surprised how many parents I have come in who will say to me, hey, I'm working on this or that with my kid. Can you kind of help me shape their manners, their respect? Can you tell them not to, you know, bring out their cell phone when they're at dinner? And so you can tell that technology has really caused a lot of tough decisions and conversations to come up regarding human communication.
I love the idea, though, they're asking you to do their job.
Oh, we get it all the time. We kind of, you know, of course, our goal, we want to come alongside parents and families and help them serve. But also, we can't replace their role as the parent. But often, they wish they could just outsource parenting to us sometimes. We've had parents calling, like I said, saying, you know, would you have this conversation for my kid?
Well, sometimes actually there's value because a kid, particularly a teenager, might hear something more clearly and more directly when it's not mom or dad delivering it.
Well, I agree. We've had instances where, let's say, a kid comes back from camp and maybe a behavior changes and the parent will call us up and say, you know, what did you do? We've been trying for 10 years to get them to look us in the eye when we ask them a question. You know, what did you do? And often we'll say, well, you know, you've been saying it for years. It was there right under the surface, and maybe just them hearing it, like you said, from a different voice.
Plus the corporal punishment.
Yeah, there you go. That always adds to it, doesn't it?
A little smack on the butt. Okay, well, we won't go there. That is no longer something that is actually much used as a tool, and it was quite an effective one for my generation. I really feared that smack on the butt that I'd get from dad if my mother felt I had done something inappropriate. Now it has to be much more, it is harder because the punishments are more persuasion or restrictions. And in many cases, I think one of the ironic punishments that relates to this topic is restrictions on use of technology. When I was in a Daddy and Me group when the kids were very young, the leader had suggested that you make a regular punishment instead of a timeout, one in which you limit the various screens. And at that time, there weren't even as many screens as there are now. But just think about the different screens that our kids have access to, from Game Boy type of screens to phones to televisions to computers to iPads to iPhones to iPods and their equivalents. There are literally a treasure chest full, a war chest of these kind of screens that are ubiquitous in our kids' lives that existed only, the only screen we had when I grew up, and this is probably a little different for you given you're much younger than I am, but there was just two screens that were available, the movie screen and the television screen, of which there was just one in the house.
Yeah, so true, because, you know, that old phrase, okay, go to your room, you're grounded, before had such huge consequence, because going to your room meant, like you said, you're away from the television, you're away from playing outside, away from that movie screen. But now, going to your room, physically they're bound to that room, but from a digital point of view, they can still travel the world.
And be totally connected to all their friends, unless you do, in fact, unplug the screens.
That's a good way to put it, to mitigate those screens as a form of you know, consequence for certain behavior. I like that.
It was the best idea that I got from the comments on my blog that I wish I had thought of, and I think it's actually a good idea for my own home. We don't allow cell phone use or any portable device or even a television to be on when we're eating a meal. For that matter, I wish, frankly, we didn't have a TV in the dining kitchen area, but my wife really likes it when she cooks, and given what a wonderful cook she is, I can't deny her that pleasure. But the point I was going to make is completely lost to me. So
you know, related to that, though, when you had mentioned that in a previous show, and I had mentioned my brother-in-law, they have a technology basket
that they put at
the front of their house, and every meal, everybody
I love that idea.
Drops their cell phone into that basket, stays there. It's in a different room so they can be present with one another during that meal.
I do remember what I was going for. My my friend said that what they do in their house is every night around dinner time, he just goes to the wireless router and turns it off.
Ah, that's smart. Go to the source.
Yeah, and had I done that the night that I had these friends over, it would have totally taken away the uncomfortable nature of me asking. It just would have been our policy. We just don't have it. I'm sorry. It's off. You know, it's Friday night. We observe Shabbat, and we don't have it. You're welcome to go outside if you want to take a break and, you know, get whatever you can get on your phone. But we don't have wireless. It's off. And that was a great suggestion. And I think it's the best thing I learned from the various comments.
That's great. That is great.
Any other thoughts on this general subject? And then I'd love just to get a word or two from you on Mother's Day.
Yeah, you know, well, I'll jump to Mother's Day because I know that you know, my mom played such a huge role in shaping and forming you know, my understanding of manners, and she would always say to me, you know, Drew, look somebody in the eye when they talk to you.
Stand straight.
you know, and one of the big takeaways too, she would always say, you know, everybody is worthy of respect, and everybody has something to offer. Don't assume that they don't have anything to teach you, and I feel like that really shaped me in a lot of ways. But
your
also,
mother's,
you know,
still alive.
Oh yes,
okay,
and
okay,
she
good,
still
good.
Does, and looking forward to celebrating Mother's Day with her. But I also recognize that you know, on Mother's Day, while so many are rejoicing, there are some who either mothers who have lost a child, people who want to be mothers that unfortunately can't. Get pregnant for some reason, you know, medically or some situation. I love, there's a passage in Romans 12, verse 5. It says, rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn. So I love on Mother's Day this idea that we can rejoice with mothers and the gift that they've given to their children, but we can also mourn with those that have lost in some capacity, either the hope to become a mother or a child. And I think that's a really great balanced perspective to have on Mother's Day.
I think that's wonderful. I really appreciate that. It also is very relevant to me because my mother and father, for that matter, endured the loss of two of their three children. And I personally, as a father of two, can't imagine the loss of any child. It's unnatural. You are not supposed to outlive your children. And my parents lost two of their three children, one at 16 years old and one was a baby. Yet the love and care and unsmothering nature of which they parented me thereafter was remarkable. So I have extraordinary respect. We are down to our last minute, Pastor Drew. Any parting words, and in particular, please tell our listeners where they can read your wonderful writing.
Sure. Just to clarify, I misspoke on that passage. It's Romans 12:15, not 12:5, in case anybody wanted to check that out.
But I thought you were off.
I know. I could tell your response. You caught me there. But, yeah, of course, I'm regularly blogging at wewillsingonewsong.com, and you can find information about how to contact me or our church through that.
Pastor Drew, I might add, is an extraordinarily gifted speaker and orator. He's one of those people that can speak extemporaneously. I don't know how he does it, but the times I've watched him speak have been great. I'm just wondering, do you have videos of your sermons and things like that
are
available?
Yeah, you know, actually, I found this out the other day. If you go onto iTunes and you type in my name, Drew Sams, you can get all the messages I've done. I actually had no idea that they were archiving these on iTunes, but there's either the audio or the video sermons that I've
all right, so where
out.
Do they go? This is important. I did not know this, and I want my readers to know how amazing you are.
Bruce, you're too kind. It's we'll go to iTunes. I know many people are familiar with that, Apple iTunes, and you can just search for Drew, D-R-E-W, Sams, S-A-M-S, and a handful of listings will come up, and under Calvary Community Church, you can watch every sermon I've given, either video, or you can download the audio if you want to listen in your car.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. That's very cool.
Great.
Well, thank you again for joining us for our show. We'll talk with you next week.
Bruce, always a pleasure.
Okay. It's time for another break. You can tweet me at Bruce Sallon or email me at bruce@brucesallon.com. That's Bruce and Sallon, S-A-L-L-A-N. That's S like in Sam's, Pastor Drew Sams. We'll be right back for some more Mother's Day reflections.